Be bold. Be brave. Be extraordinary. Be vulnerable. Be real. Be curious. Be true. Be you. Welcome to Trusting Your Gut with world-class energy intuitive Catherine McIntosh, a show designed to awaken you to enjoy the process of evolving, have fun along the way, and learn to listen to those silent in-between moments. You are the expert of your own life, and nobody knows more about the next steps to take in your journey than you. So please, listen to your gut and discover what's waiting for you to explore. Here is your host, Catherine McIntosh.
Hello, my magical friends. So welcome to this episode. I'm so excited to be here today. So this one is all about fueling your heart's desire. And, change of scenery today. There's construction happening. So part of this is about how do we stay connected to ourselves when the world around us is changing, when things don't go as planned, when we have inconveniences or roadblocks. And, you know, I truly believe that, you know, this is just my own perspective, is that we have been sold a lot of lies. And some of those lies are all about go after the life of your dreams from an external perspective. And when you get those external sort of fulfillments, you will be happy. And I think we all know by now, or hopefully we all know by now, that that actually isn't true and it doesn't serve us. It is when we start to get to know ourselves on the inside, when we begin to trust our guts, when we are able to spend a week alone, 2 weeks alone in like just sheer freaking gratitude, that is when we can come alive. And once you start to pay attention to the things that fuel you, the energies that fuel you. And so what do I mean by that? I'm going to give an example in a second. But when you understand what fuels you, then you will start attracting those things that you thought would bring you happiness. And here's the deal. They won't bring you happiness if you already feel empty on the inside. They might bring you happiness for a day or a week or a month, but that internal sense of fulfillment and peace and joy and exhilaration, it doesn't last if you're not already fulfilled on the inside, right? And so I'm going to give you an example, an analogy from life. And this is a great analogy. It's something I teach on my free live training, which is, let's say you are in San Francisco and you want to get to New York and you get excited. You have your sidekick travel partner. You guys are going to go on a road trip. You look at the map, you figure out how you're going to get there. And then you're like, oh, we've got some time. I want to go explore. And so we're going to take some detours. Let's go visit the Grand Canyon and maybe set up a picnic and watch the sunset over the Grand Canyon. Or maybe we're going to go to Bryce National Park or Zion National Park in Utah. Or maybe we're going to hit the Badlands in South Dakota, right? Maybe we'll hit Mount Rainier, which is a total detour, right, in Washington. But all of a sudden you start to sort of come up with these planned detours. And you get your travel partner, you get the car packed, you get everything ready, right? And you go to get in your car to go on your road trip. You've got your coffee, you've got your energy drinks, you got your water, you got your tunes or your books on tape. And all of a sudden you get to get in your car and there's no fuel in your tank. There's no gasoline. Doesn't matter how much you wish for it. Doesn't matter how much you desire it. Doesn't matter how much you meditate on it. Doesn't matter how much you pray about it. If you don't physically put gas in your car, you're not going on that road trip. You won't watch the sunset in Utah over all of these beautiful landscapes. You won't, hug your best friend in New York City. You won't see the Statue of Liberty. It doesn't matter how much wishful thinking. And I think sometimes we're sold this lie that if you, right, do the wishful thinking, the external desires that you want. So let's say it's a relationship. Let's say it's a house. Let's say it's a car. Let's say it's a job or an amount of money in your bank account. So you go to work for all of these external circumstances. Why do you want those external circumstances? Most people think that those things will bring them happiness. So they go after the external, not bothering to work on the internal and truly fueling your heart's desires. So this is about spending enough time alone with yourself. This is absent of anyone else in your life and figuring out what lights you up, what energizes you, what fuels you. Okay, because it doesn't matter how many external circumstances you go for to try to create internal happiness. It's like going on a road trip from San Diego to New York City and the tank of gas in your car is on empty. Doesn't matter how much wishful thinking you do, it's never going to get you where you want to go. And I think this is a really important missing concept in a lot of philosophies, which is start within. Meditation teaches that. Start within. And this isn't start within and pretend you don't have all these thoughts that distract you. This is start within and watch like a movie all the freaking thoughts that distract you. I had a coaching call today, and one of the beautiful things that we got to is this lie. We kind of exposed this lie, and the lie is most people think that when they get to where they want to go, they won't have the negative thoughts. They won't have the sabotaging, choices or actions. They won't screw up a good thing when it comes their way. But here's what we kind of got to, and I didn't realize this was so strong in people's worlds, is that those, like the thoughts of not being good enough, or the thoughts of not sure if it'll work, or feeling like a fraud, or afraid of success, or when you get the success, feeling like a fraud, all of those thoughts are there almost all the time in all of us. Here's the difference between a successful person. So someone who has a full tank of gas on their road trip, and they also have money to continue to fill up their tank with the right fuel. So on a daily basis, we aren't filling up our tanks with the right fuel. We're filling up our tanks with social media and external face creams and butt lifts and surgeries and Botox and whatever else you think is going to bring you happiness. It's never going to bring you happiness if your internal tank is empty. So we have to fill your tank. We got to start with a full tank of gas. And this is about you discovering, not somebody else telling you, you discovering what is true for you about filling up your tank. So I believe we talked about it last week on last week's show is sometimes I hate running. Sometimes I hate skinning straight up a mountain. It is hard. I'm breathing. I want to give up. It's like every muscle in my body is sore and it hurts. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are we there yet? Kind of like a three-year-old asking on a road trip, Mommy, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And it's like, I don't always like doing those things, but I like how those things make me feel afterwards. It makes me feel energized. It energizes the business. I feel more determined. I feel more willing to do the hard things that I previously didn't want to do before. And so this is a great metaphor for life. Is you might have the fanciest car in the world. You might have the best snacks and the best co-pilot and the best like tunes and the best books on tape. And you might have the best roadmap or the best iPhone, and the iPhone cup holder is going to tell you your road trip packed full of your planned detours, which means you can even take detours that aren't planned because it will get you back on track. You can have the best of intentions, but if that tank in your brand new fancy car with your perfect co-pilot and all your prepared snacks and coffees and energy drinks and pit stops, if that tank is empty, you're not going to get where you want to go. And it's a metaphor for life. If your own internal tank is empty, you'll never get where you want to go, which is why when people ask, how do I market my business? How do I, you know, change my relationship? How do I, you know, enjoy intimacy? How do I start an online company? How do I invest in the stock market? How do I have the hard conversation with my parents? How do I be a better parent for my kids? That how, it doesn't, if the how is action-based, that is the exact same thing as having the perfect brand new car with the perfect co-pilot and the perfect snacks and the perfect map and the perfect plan. If that tank is empty and there is no gasoline in that perfect car, you're not going to get where you want to go. So if someone is giving you how advice that is externally based, so how to market, how to parent, how to be a pilot, right? There are certain elements, but if it is action-based first and it is not creating internal fulfillment and you're doing those actions feeling empty and not totally in tune with yourself, it's like having an out-of-body experience, no amount of connection will get you where you want to go, right? And so fueling your heart's desire, how do you do it? You start to discover the energies that light you up. So let's say you know that if you meditate for 3 minutes a day, it creates a better experience in your day, right? It fills up part of your tank. Let's say you know that if you hug a tree or go for a walk outside in nature, that fills your tank. Or let's say you know you go to a boxing class or a hot yoga class, right? Or maybe I'm lucky to live in Aspen, Colorado, and I know that in the wintertime, fueling my tank means getting on my skis and getting on the mountain as much as possible, even if it's just an hour a day, right? I know that fueling my tank includes providing for my son, being the best mom that I can be for him, right? I know that fueling my tank also means that I'm available and the best I can be when I am working at the spa, working with clients one-on-one, when I'm doing virtual sessions with my clients, that I'm really prepared. That fuels my tank. I know that taking time for myself, doing hot baths or maybe getting a massage or getting acupuncture fuels my tank. Notice that a lot of these things are internal. I know that journaling fuels my tank. I know that pulling angel cards fuels my tank. I like knowing what my astrology chart is. I like knowing what my human design is. I like knowing what my destiny cards are. And so when you fuel your tank with energies, actions, information that fuels you, aha, then getting where you want to go in life, creating your dream business, building a business that suits you, that fuels you, all of that will come together as long as you have the how of what needs to go in your tank, right? You cannot put diesel fuel. You cannot put diesel fuel in a regular car. It will destroy it, okay? So if you're somebody who is putting the wrong thoughts, the wrong energy, the wrong information, like, I'll never get there. I'll never be good enough. They can do it. I can't. All of that is really, really important. And I don't think it's talked about enough. And so my invitation to you, if you're listening to this today, is to discover what it is that fuels you. And here's the deal. Even if that means you don't like it, I don't always like to do the dishes, but I definitely don't like a messy house. I don't always like to vacuum, but I don't like dirt on my carpet, right? I don't always like to shower, but I love how it makes me feel, right? So this is about discovering, and I definitely don't like doing cold showers, but every time I take a shower, I put on cold water for at least a minute. And that gets my energy going. It gets my body going. And so I'm having this conversation because I want to invite you to consider, have you placed an emphasis on external circumstances, thinking that those external circumstances will provide internal fulfillment? Okay, you can have the fanciest car on the lot, but if your tank of gas isn't full, and if it's empty, you're not going anywhere, right? Where you could have a Pinto, you could have a 1972 Pinto if they made them back then, right? And put a full tank of gas in that car, give it an oil change. And if that car is in good condition, it will get you from San Diego to New York City. Ain't always about having the best vehicle, but it is about having the best fuel. So I wanted to offer that to you. And I want to just take a moment and say that if you have started listening to this show, thank you for listening. I'm so grateful. We've been working on some technical difficulties, but we are going to have live callers. That means that you, if you're listening and you have a question about your physical health, you have a question about your job, maybe you just got fired, maybe you're unsure of what the future holds for you, and you would like to call in and ask me live a question on the radio, right? I would love to be able to take live callers and take your questions in specific and be able to answer them pertaining to your circumstance and your life. So every week we'll have a topic. Who knows that your question calling in may not even be close to relatable to the topic, but that's okay because I want to start really having these conversations with all of you, because when we are transparent with our current situation, when we aren't trying, awesome. So we are going to give it a shot next show. So next week, what is that date? March 27th. March 27th, we are going to allow you to call in, and we will ask, you can ask me any question you want, and I will do my best to give you information. And here's what I say, is that this isn't about you trusting me. This is about me providing information where, yeah, as long as it's not April Fool's, exactly. This is about me providing information for you, because we all have blind spots. We sometimes have blind spots when it comes to our relationships. We sometimes have blind spots when it comes to our health. We sometimes have blind spots when it comes to our business. And I happen to be quite gifted at being able to translate and put to words blind spots that people may have. Now, I do not claim to be right, nor do I desire to be right. What I desire is for every single person to be able to take the information and use it as fuel for them to be their own compass and their own launch pad, right? So if we were going on a road trip together, I would be like, where do you want to go? Right? And, you know, here's a perfect analogy, adding on to the going from San Diego to New York City. So let's say we're going from San Diego to New York City, and I say, I'm going to plug it into my phone. But instead of plugging in New York City as the final destination, I plug in Boca Raton, Florida. We ain't going to get where you want to go, right? And so, but if you plug in San Diego to New York City and you plug in the detours, and by an accident, we end up having this amazing conversation halfway through the road trip and we miss a turn and we end up 100 miles off course, but you don't know why we're 100 miles off course, I can show you your blind spots, get you back on track. And that is my target for this radio show, is to be able to allow you to see why you haven't been able to get where you want to go. And 99% of the time, the why isn't action. It's not about an action that you didn't take, or a hopeful wishing, or a meditation that you didn't do. This is about an internal compass that might not be, it's like maybe trying to play Bach, but your piano is out of tune. No amount of playing and wishing and reading the music is going to get you to play Bach's, you know, concerto, or what is it? I forget the names of it. It's not going to get you to play it if you don't tune the piano, right? So you got to get back on track. And I happen to sometimes be able to see energetically where or why you might be stuck. And then when you unstick, oh my gosh, one second, my friends, when you unstick, then it will get you exactly where you need to go. Okay. Yes, my mother is visiting and she's very cute. See, actually, that's really funny. I didn't even put two and two together. My mother's visiting. She has my car. She's driving from Aspen, Colorado to Vail to visit a friend. And then she's driving from Vail back. And I made her take a detour to run an errand for me. And she's like, I can't find it on the map. So I just had to resend her. It's really funny. You know, and this is what I want to say, is when you are following your gut, when you're following your intuition, life, including life's interruptions, they have a way of actually like meaning something, of putting us back on track, of being exactly what it is. You know, it's funny. I have a 10-year-old son, and when he interrupts, sometimes I get annoyed, but I realize that sometimes he's actually being a perfect contribution, just like my mom needing to get back on track because she's lost. She, you know, the detour that she needs. So, my friends, I want to invite you to consider that perhaps you have the perfect vehicle to get you where you want to go. Perhaps you have the perfect co-pilot to get you where you want to go in life. Perhaps you have the best fuel and resources. And when I say fuel, I mean like fuel to fill your body, right? You know what your body likes to run on. And here's what I will say, is your body sometimes it doesn't matter what you put in it. Not all the time. Sometimes it doesn't matter what you put in it, but here's what's really important. If you are eating the right foods, but you're backing those foods up with judgment, you are basically putting diesel fuel in a regular gasoline car and it will destroy your car. So sometimes it isn't about the actual action. So, oh, to lose weight, I need to eat a salad. Not if you are judging while you're eating. That is like putting diesel gasoline in a regular car and it will destroy your car. So if you are putting judgment into your tank every time you eat, you are destroying your physical vehicle, your amazing, beautiful, incredible body. And I want to encourage you that it's time to possibly shift and start putting in different fuel. So take a moment during our commercial break, and I want you to think about, what are some of the things that when you do them, it fuels your tank? Is it exercise? Great. What specific exercise? Is it breathing techniques? Great. What specific breathing techniques? Is it coffee with your best girlfriend? Great. What exactly do you talk about that fuels you? Is it watching movies that really make you inspired? I heard this statistic the other day that if you're not in an intimate relationship, and especially if you're female, and you tend to have like a female energy about you, you will watch, and this is true for me, you will watch like hopeless romantic movies that sort of fuel, right, your need for a relationship. It's like, I don't need a relationship in this moment, not just any relationship, right? It's knowing the energies that I'm willing to say yes to. And so take a moment to maybe pull out a pen and paper, pull out your journal, start to write and consider, what are some of the energies that you feel back after this break?
Om Times TV.
Do you trust you? Do you trust your body? What if the key to unlocking the weight, pain, suffering, fear, anxiety, addictions, traumas, and sorrows was already inside of you? Learn to love the skin you are in so you can create the body, business, and life you love. Everyone always says you can't explain what Catherine does, you just have to experience it. From Hollywood actors to New York Times best-selling authors to some of the world's wealthiest and most successful, no two experiences are the same. For private sessions, online courses, live events, and the latest book Jack Canfield calls Game Changer and should be required reading for everyone, go to KatherineMacintosh.com. KatherineMacintosh.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
I want to eat apples and bananas. I need to eat apples and bananas. Why can't I eat apples and bananas?
Support the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks to help provide meals to those in need. Join us at feedingamerica.org.
All right, so welcome back from the break. I'm so glad you are still here. So, yeah, I want you to start to consider, what is it that fuels you? And so often I have a lot of people who come to me and they say, hey, Catherine, I don't like to exercise. And I'm like, I get it. But here's what I know is that if you aren't moving your body in some capacity, you are allowing stagnant energy to literally live in your body. And so I happen to like analogies because I think they serve as medicine and we sometimes can grasp the concept a little bit better. So imagine if I said to you, great, I'm going to draw a bath for you, fresh water. I'm going to put some Epsom salts, maybe some lavender, maybe light some candles, and you're going to have a great experience. You can close the door, put on some good music. Maybe you'll pull a tarot card, an angel card before you get in the bath, which is something I really like to do. It fuels me. So, and then you take this bath. It's an amazing experience. You go to get out of the bath, right, and get dressed, put on some really nice lotions on your body. You wear a great outfit. You feel just like relaxed. Maybe you're getting ready for bed. Pour yourself a cup of tea, whatever it is. And then, you know, you come back and I say, okay, great. You had a great experience with the bath. I'm going to have you do it again. And now, this time, I'm not going to give you fresh water. You're going to take a bath. The bath will be heated. The water will be heated, but the bath is going to be the same water as the first time, right? And you're like, that's pretty gross. So my personal point of view is, if you're not physically moving your body, and walking is amazing, stretching is amazing, doing sun salutations in the morning or at night before you go to bed, you know, is amazing. Any sort of physical movement. I dance in my living room and move my body and connect inside. It's a great way to get connected. And so when you do that, you physically move your body 10 minutes a day, however you want to do it, what you're doing is you're draining the old bathwater. And you're filling up your body. Now, remember, your body is anywhere from 60 to 70% water. Sorry, 76% water. And when you fill, when you move your body, you are getting rid of any stagnant energy inside the molecules, inside the like molecular structure of your body that is comprised of water. And guess what? Things start to shift. Start to have more energy, you start to see the world differently. And so some of you, when I'm talking about fueling your heart's desire, some of you are like, oh, it sounds great to sit on the couch and eat bonbons and watch Netflix all day long. Well, after about a week of that, you're going to start to get depressed. You're going to start to feel like maybe there's not much more to life, right? You might start, it might sound really exciting in the beginning, and once in a week of bonbons and Netflix on the couch might be required for a life shift. Nothing wrong with that. But if it becomes a daily lifelong habit in a year from now, you're going to have a very different life if you're doing bonbons and Netflix every day versus if you're doing 30 minutes of walking outside in nature and connecting to what you love. Maybe you don't like lifting weights, but lifting weights a year from now, doing it a little bit at a time every day, makes a huge difference. And so fueling your heart's desire is truly about finding the things in your life, including the things you might not like doing at first, but you like how you feel afterwards. You might not like firing someone who isn't working in your business, but your business may grow after you let go of that person. You might not like having a hard conversation with your teenager if they're misbehaving, or if you're afraid they're doing something you might be worried about. You might not like having that conversation. And I heard this the other day and it really opened my eyes. It was like, if you really want your teenagers to listen, if you really want your children to listen, don't yell at them. Lean in really close and whisper. Whisper what you would like from them. And when you do that, it changes the way they respond to you. Guess what? Their nervous system isn't in fight or flight when you whisper. They can hear you. They're relaxed. They can take in the information. They can see that you actually care about them. And by the way, you may want to try this on your intimate relationships. Don't yell if you're upset. Lean in and whisper, right? It's about shifting these little things that start making a really big difference over time. And so I would encourage each of you, if you want to take that road trip, and right now getting in a car from San Diego to New York City might feel like, oh my God, no. But the act of doing it at the end, you visit three people you haven't seen in 10 years. You get, like, I just saw a bunch of people that I used to ski with in Missoula, Montana, when I went to grad school and I taught ski instructing in Missoula, Montana. I saw these people and they had a reunion because one of our friends passed a long time ago, and they spread his ashes on the mountain in honor of him. It was celebrating him. And I was like, oh, I wish I would have been there, right? That would have fueled me. And so for each of you, a road trip might not sound very good, but the concept of figuring out what fuels you, what is the type of gas you need in your tank, what are the tunes, what are the foods, what are the, who are the people that you surround yourself with? Who are the people you engage with? What are you connecting? What sorts of things do you like to study? What sorts of movies do, when you watch them, they fuel you? So I have a rule for myself that I'll really only watch shows that inspire me. And if I put on a show and within 10 minutes I am not inspired, I'm not feeling alive, I turn it off, right? Come up with something different. So this is your invitation to discover the things that fuel you. Fuel you, right? And if you'd like to know more, I do a 6-month coaching program. We actually are starting our next round in April. You are welcome to visit my website, KatherineMcIntosh.com. Check out the 6-month course. If you have questions, you can, of course, email us. But I just want to invite you to consider that perhaps this is your time to start to elevate your consciousness, to raise your vibration, to expand your energy, to invite a new sort of fuel into your life, a new sort of perspective, a new sort of shift where you can begin to sort of realize, you know, the beginning of the year was going to feel like a new year. Now is the energetic time where the doors are starting to open. Things are starting to shift. People are starting to get clearer, and relationships that no longer serve are beginning to go away. Relationships that will be there to contribute to your growth are starting to come in. This is a very prosperous time. It's also a very interesting time because when things grow, guess what? things sometimes need to die to make room for the new. Right, I was watching Planet Earth. If you guys haven't seen that series, I believe it's a Netflix series. Amazing, narrated by Will Smith. And I got to see one of the episodes over the weekend. And I was talking about lichen, right? And lichen grows. And the purpose of lichen when it grows is to break apart rock, right? Totally fascinating. To break apart rock, right? And I think I was reading there are certain fish in the world that eat the lichen, right? They crunch on the rock and eat every single fish, I believe it's per year, makes one ton of sand. That's a lot of freaking sand. That's crazy. And so, you know, sometimes when we are ready for a growth period, it also can be a turbulent time because we have to let go of the things that no longer resonate, the things that no longer fuel us, right? I used to eat a lot of bread thinking I liked it, a lot of cookies, a lot of cakes, and right now that is not fueling my energy. So guess what? Letting it go. Now, I'm not eliminating it completely, but I'm making a conscious choice. And guess what? Have to deal with looking at some of the mental aspects of being addicted to certain types of sugar, right? And shifting that. So I stopped trying to eat cookies and cakes and cracker like breaded sweets. And I started replacing it with oranges, and then I would sprinkle cinnamon on top of my oranges. By the way, highly recommend you try that. It's also a great metabolism booster. It's also just great for mental clarity. At least I'm finding that is true for me. And so this is about experimenting, right, with what fuels you. What energizes you? Yelling at my son doesn't really fuel me. Being a space where he feels safe to communicate fuels me. It sometimes means I have to choose the harder path, right? The harder path in the moment, the easier path long term. And fueling your heart's desire is about choosing what might appear to feel like the harder path in the moment, the harder choice, but long term, it's the easier choice. It's the one that lasts longer. So here is my invitation to you. Grab a pen and a paper, grab a notebook, sit down, and I want you to make a list of where are you right now? Where are you in your relationships? Where are you in your business? Where are you in your finances? Where are you in your family life? Where are you in your health journey? Where are you with your physical body? Where are you with your mental health, right? Your stability, right? Where are you with feeling balanced in your life? Where are you with self-care and taking care of yourself? Where are you with people pleasing? And are you a really good people pleaser? And maybe it's time to change that. So you're going to make a list of all of the places of where you are now. And then you're going to make a list of where you want to go. So if in your health journey, you are in a place where, wow, now notice, I want you to listen to the difference in the information that I'm giving you. Instead of saying in your health journey, I'm 10 pounds overweight, I've never been able to lose it, I feel lethargic, I'm depressed. That may be true, but I want to offer a different possibility in how you can word that. Maybe in your health journey, you are noticing you're having a hard time changing food habits that you know you'd like to change. Notice how that statement might be a representation of the previous statement, but it's a little bit lighter and it's true. You are noticing in your health journey, you are having a hard time changing some food habits that you know you'd like to change. That's a very different presentation of that situation than I need to lose 10 pounds, which is quite heavy, which is quite judgmental. And it also doesn't speak to the pattern. The pattern is you're taking on some habits that maybe it's time to change. The result of changing the pattern is that you might lose weight. But if you focus on, oh, my health journey right now is I need to lose weight, that is a judgmental thing. And you want to be able to change that, to shift it from where you are now is actually, where are you in your habits? So where are you in your parenting habits? Where are you in your money saving habits? Where are you in your habits to help you buy a home? Where are you in your physical movement habits, right? Are you laying on the couch eating ho-hos? So make a list of the habits of where you are, right? Right now, today. And this is not about judging where you are. This is about knowing if you're going on a road trip, you want to know you're in San Diego and not, I mean, they're pretty close together, but I was going to say not San Luis Obispo, right? You want to know you're in San Diego and not Mount Rainier or Mount Hood, right? Because two very different ways of getting you to where you need to go if you're in San Diego versus if you're in Baja, versus if you're in Mexico City, versus if you're in Peru and you want to get to New York City, all very different ways to get you where you need to go, but you need to know where you are first. And this isn't, I need to lose 10 pounds. This is, oh, I need to change some habits. So this is where I am with my habits. I used to be a sugar junkie. I've changed the habit, right? I used to eat foods high in sugar that were highly processed. Now, when I need a sugar fix, I try to eat natural sources of sugar. A little bit different. Okay? And it's changing, helping me get to where I want to go. And I'm not talking about my physical body. This is life. And your physical body is your best vehicle. So are you in a Pinto that's from 1962 and it keeps breaking down? Are you in a brand new Tesla? Are you in your favorite vehicle that you've always wanted to drive? Your physical body is your vehicle, so you better treat it with care. And then if your habits are not optimizing your physical body, optimizing your physical vehicle, it's time to look at your habits. And then you can start to look at, okay, where are you in your financial journey? Where are you in business? Where are you in your family life, in your parenting? Where are you in your goal to retire, right? Where are you in being able to put your kids through college? So marking down where you are, marking down your habits, right? And then once you look at which habits are not fueling where you want to go, start to look at how you can shift that habit. Now, this isn't about eliminating habits. You cannot get a heroin addict to eliminate heroin if they don't replace that with a different habit. Here's the deal. That habit needs to be way more passionate, have way more energy in order for them to follow through with quitting an addiction that they know might kill them, right? And so when you are in your physical body and connected to your relationship with your body, and you begin fueling your physical body so that it can fuel your life, you know, they polled almost most successful people on the planet, right? they that are truly successful, almost all of them, they have some sort of a meditation practice or a presence practice, and they have some sort of a physical routine. They exercise every day. And the good ones, they're at the gym at 5 a.m, right? Or 4 a.m, or 3:30 a.m, depends. And when they're physically moving their bodies, they're energizing the thoughts that fuel where they want to go, that fuel their success. And I will tell you, I've worked with a lot of successful people from all over the world. Almost, I have never met one person yet to date that has come to me to work with them that doesn't have an area of their lives where they didn't even realize they were struggling to fuel, right? They were letting the situation control them. But those that fuel their physical bodies and have this amazing relationship with their physical bodies, they're able to change what's not working a little bit quicker. It's when our physical bodies are breaking down, our health is breaking down, and we're struggling, that's when things become hard to change. So it's kind of like asking a heroin addict to quit heroin without giving them something to replace the heroin with. And I'm not talking about another drug. I'm talking about something is bigger than them, right? And most addicts get stuck because they don't know how to live in this world. They're brilliant. They're brilliant. They just haven't trusted their vehicle on getting them to where they want to go. So they feel stuck in a detour, right? Stuck in the Badlands, or their car is floating down the Grand Canyon and they don't know how to get out. And so, my friends, this is about really being transparent, truthful, and honest with you in your journey. No one else is going to judge your journey harder than you, right? And so you have to start to be dead freaking honest and dead freaking transparent with you to get you where you want to go. So if you would like a $1 million business, if you would like a multiple, right, $1 million and millions of dollars of business, and you're doing something in your current life that is definitely sabotaging your ability to be successful in business, to hit your financial targets for your business, then you have to start to look at not, I need to make $1 million. What are the habits that I'm choosing that are keeping me from making $1 million? And then how do you slowly start to tweak and shift those habits? And when you start to do that, oh baby, it will change almost anything and everything in your life. So my friends, I hope that this has contributed to you, that this makes sense, and that it gives you information. Notice that I'm not telling you to do a business plan. Notice that I'm not telling you to go to therapy. Notice that I'm not telling you to put $100 a week in savings account and then go invest it in the stock market or put it in a mutual fund. I'm not giving you advice. What I'm doing is I'm offering a possibility where you connect to your truth, where you start to be in charge of your destiny and name what is true for you, name what fuels you, name where you want to go, and then take a good, hard, honest look at your habits and go, oh, no wonder why I haven't been able to get where I want to go. I had a blind spot to this habit. I've done this habit my whole life, and now I realize this habit is the reason that I'm not able to create the level of success I'd like to have. And so now you start to shift the habit. Okay. And this is so important, my friends. What are your habits with your physical body? Moving your body? What are your habits judging your body? What are your habits with food and your body? And what are the habits that you keep doing that might be like, oh my gosh, a blind spot? You didn't even know you were doing it until we start to have this conversation. But here is the beautiful part about life and going on a road trip with yourself. When you start to get outside of your comfort zone and you start to see the world differently and you start to experience the world differently, when you see things differently, your body physically adjusts to rewire, to make room for new habits, for new information, and for new ways. It's really fascinating and totally amazing. So my friends, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking time to listen to this show. If this inspired you, send us a message. If you liked it, share it on social media, share it with your friends, you know, tag someone you think you might like this. And I can't wait to see you next week for another episode where we'll be taking live callers. Till next time.
Catherine is not a medical practitioner nor a licensed therapist. She has strong opinions and will express them, and truly believes that you are your best advocate for any and every area of your life. If you need medical advice, please consult your physician.